V180's word for today.
He who has
Helping
an ear,
let him hear
what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelations 2, verse 29. It's not enough to simply listen to a sermon. You must try to hear what God is saying to you. You can hear something totally different from what the person sitting beside you in church hears. Why? Because God is personalizing the message for you. The Bible is called the living word because certain scriptures suddenly come to life and take root within you. Sometimes you'll hear what nobody else hears. You might even miss several of the sermon points and still come home with the answer you need. Paul says in Romans 10 verse 17, faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. When you can say, I get it, it's mine, the faith that comes by hearing is doing its special work within you. Before Israel went into battle, the prophets would consult God to be sure He was leading them. That's because God honors faith only when it's based on what He promised. So what you should fight for is what God has promised. Remember, you can't say that God failed you if He didn't promise it to you in the first place. And you shouldn't get upset when your own misguided desires make you reach for what He gave to somebody else. The old timers used to sing, every promise in the book is mine. Every character, every chapter, every verse, every line. And that's true, in as much as God loves us all equally, but there are specific promises He wants to fulfill in your life because your calling is different from others. That's why you must always seek God for clarity and confirmation.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.